We talk a lot about bitochem. The Goyin says that's the lashon of the Goyin in Mishlei Chof Beis. Ikar Nesinas HaTorah LiYisrael was Kedei SheYiftechu BaHashem. And he says at the end of that piece, V'zeh Klal Kol HaMitzvos. This is the Ikar of why the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, to create that matzav of bitochen. And he says it's the klal of all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs are really relevant. And the underlying principle is this bitochen. So it's obviously something that's very significant. And we keep coming back to it with different twists and different angles. And the truth of the matter is that there is a bit of a misunderstanding, or there are a number of misunderstandings or misapplications about how it works and how what exactly it is, and therefore any opportunity to clarify this, I think, is a worthwhile effort. So at the bottom over here, the Yalkut brings a Medrash Shochar Toiv. This is all based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that's in Nun, Pasuk Yud. Mi bochem yirei Hashem shemeya bekoil avdoi. Who amongst you is yirei Hashem who listens bekoil avdoi? And that's a little question about what that means. But he's listening to the koil Hashem, he's like an eved. Asher holach hasheichem ve'einoi galoi. He's going chasheichem like in the darkness, and there's no light for him. If certain a person is in that matzav, and he's lacking in this avdus Hashem, listening to Hashem, he's going in the darkness and he doesn't see the light, so to speak. Yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yishoin be'likov. You should trust in the name of Hashem and rely on His God. So in the Medrash here, Shochar Tov says like this: Mi bochem yirei Hashem b'shor sheYisrael nichnosim letzora. Klal Yisrael enters a tzora. They have a problem. Hey, Moimrim LaKodesh Baruch Hu, Go'al Oisonu. When we have a tzora, we ask Hashem, please, Go'al Oisonu. That's what we need. We need you to bring a geula. LaKodesh Baruch Hu, Omer Lehem, Yesh Bochem Yirei Shomayim. The first issue is there anyone there? Do you have people amongst you who deserve it? Yirei Shomayim is the gether. If a person deserves a geula, then he'll get it. If a person doesn't, then based on the system of mishpot in the world, that it shouldn't be. So he says, you have Yirei Shomayim? Ve'moimrim l'sheovar. Obviously, you know, we have no Yirei Shomayim, but we look back to the Schus Ovis. We say, we have a Psa-Sheiches. He says, l'sho b'mei Moshe, b'mei Yehoshua, b'mei David, b'mei Shmuel. Aval achshav kol she'onu hoilchim hi machshei cholonu v'hoileches. He says, that was in those days. He says, today, as we go further and further, it just gets darker and darker. We get less and less. Shenem asher holach chasheichim. That's what the pasuk refers to here. Omalei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So what happens? Klal Yisrael says, Hashem asks if you have Yirei Shomayim. Klal Yisrael answers, no, but we have in our history. And I assume that the answer is that it isn't that we're lacking Yirei Shomayim. We had Yirei Shomayim. We have these great people. But as time goes on and the golus gets darker and the situation gets more desperate and dire, so we keep losing it. So we're saying, you know, almost I guess there's like a veiled threat over there, like, because it's just getting worse and worse. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an answer. He says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bitchu Bishmi, trust in my name, V'hu Oimed Lochem, and that will stand you well. You'll trust in my name and you'll be okay because of that. It will stand you well. Shenemar, B'yiftach B'shem Hashem. Trust in the name of Hashem. And the pasuk finishes v'yishoin be'lekov, trust in Hashem and rely on Him. So then he says, "Why v'loma? Why do I tell you to trust in me? It's not stam, not only because that's a way of uplifting yourself and that's an appropriate thing and that's you'll elevate yourself spiritually, but He talks to the Zach, to the thing that they were requesting. They were asking for a gula shekol mi sheboitech bishmi ani matziloi. Anyone who trusts in my name, ani matziloi. And he brings other pesukim v'chei David b'chua Hashem chosisi alei voisho. And it seems that he says that that's the way it goes. You're not worthy, clearly not worthy. Yirei Shamayim, the best we could come up with Yirei Shamayim was Moshe and Yeshua and David and Shmuel. Aval Maisa, if you betach b'Hashem, that will overlook the lack of Yirei Shamayim, the lack of you do not deserve it, and will give you the Yeshua, because a person who trusts me. So I think it's very interesting. You know, the Rishonim say that the biggest interference with bitochon, in fact, they say kol habotech ma'amin. You have to be a ma'amin to be a botech, otherwise who are you trusting? But lav kol ha'ma'amin botech, because of shemagora machet, maybe I'm not worthy. Here they address the issue. They HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, and they admitted they're not worthy. And he says, it doesn't matter that you're not worthy. And even though you're not worthy, you're capable. It's not the pshat, I'm not worthy, so how could I ever possibly have bitochen in Hashem? Hashem agora macheta, not Shemo, here it's Vadai. We're talking not worthy. He asked and we answered, and it was established that we're talking not worthy. He says, that's irrelevant, don't worry. Not only will the bitochen help, shekol mi shebeitech, call me, meaning even one who's not worthy, ani kol mi shebeitech bi ani matziloi. But more than that, I'm telling you, you could do it. Do it. You can do it. A person has the ability to realize mitzat echad, I'm completely undeserving. And on the other hand, to recognize, to look at the situation, to look at the tzorah, maybe to put a little bit in perspective that really we could be worthy, but we've distanced ourselves, and as it goes on, there's outside factors, and we're not doing it. We're not, as the Chovas HaLevavos says, it's not merit. We're not rebelling against you. We just the darkness of the Golos just darkens our spiritual achievements as well. And to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Bitchu bi, you can do it, and I will help you." But the Pasuk says more than that. The Pasuk really says that bitchu b'shem Hashem v'yishoin b'elikov. What's the distinction? So I noticed in the Targum says a distinction here. If you look at the end of the Targum, he says, misrachitz b'shmo d'Hashem, trust in the name of Hashem, b'tach b'shem Hashem, u'mistamich al purkono d'eliko, and rely on the redemption of Hashem. Now, that seems to be two different concepts. You're trusting in the name of Hashem, and you're relying on the redemption of Hashem. So I think herein lies a mistake that some people make, and a system, a methodology of being able to achieve that bitochon. It isn't that you go straight, I'm relying on Hashem, Hashem's going to save me. Betach b'shem Hashem means Hashem's going to save me. No. Betach b'shem Hashem means, as Dovid HaMelech said in the Pasuk, it's the same thing, I think, v'ani b'chastucho b'tachti, the Shem Hashem, Hashem is the Adonai HaKol, Hashem is the Baal HaRachamim, Hashem wants to do it, Hashem is capable of doing it. This is what he does. I trust that Hashem is the Moshiach. He is the Goyel. He's Baruch HaTo Hashem, Goyel Yisroel, that's what he does, that's his thing. And I trust that, I have full confidence that that's his thing. But what about the connection to me? That's another step. Then the Yeshoin Belekov, he says, umistemich, and rely al purkono delekono, on the redemption. In other words, if a person trusts in the name of Hashem, if he clarifies who Hashem is, and I'm fully confident that this is who he is, he's the Ein Matzul Hashem Eloi Shia, and he's the Baal HaRachamim, and he's the Av HaChesed, and this is what he does, and he's the Goyel Yisroel, and I'm clear, I'm confident, I know that, that's a reality. That reality can lead me to the next level, that and I can now rely on his saving. I can now take that awareness and that confidence in the general, in the kololistic concept, and I can now feel it as it applies to me. And I say, you know, if that's who he is and that's what he does, and I'm so confident that that's his thing, I can rely that he's going to do it for me too. I can rely on the Geula. And that seems to be the system, the mechanism. And that we're capable of. And even if a person looks at himself and says, there's no Yerushalayim, we're complete. The best, the closest thing to Yerushalayim I can come to is Moshe and Yoshua and David and Shmuel and in generations past. But this formula, I have the capability. I'm not worthy. But I know Hashem is, this is what he is. He's the Adonai HaKoilin, he's the Baal HaRachamim, and this is what he does. He's the Gaal Yisroel. Mela, I can feel, even as unworthy as I may be, I can take that realization and apply it to myself and find the ability to rely on Mistemich al Purkona. I can rely that he's going to deliver. And that's, I think, what the Pasuk says, V'ani b'chastecho b'tachti, and because I trust the Chesed, Yogel libi b'yishua secho, my heart will rejoice that the Yeshua is going to come to me. So it's a very, very, it's within our reach. It can be done. It has to be done the right way. There's a mechanism, but okay. It's easy to get rid of, to negate it also. Look at the previous medrash. On this pasuk also. It's Chazal say, Omar Rav Chista, Kol Harogil Lovi LeBeis HaKnesses, person who usually comes to the dominion, comes to shul, to daven. V'yamechad Loi Bo, one day he doesn't show up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashil Olov. It's also a Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, Shenemar, Mi Bochem Yirei Hashem Shomea B'Kol Avdoi, Asher Holach Hashachim Ve'Einoi Galoi. Yiftach B'Shem Hashem. He quotes that pasuk. So he says, what the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashil. You hear? He's asking him, he says, who is it? Are you from the Yerushalayim? What is he asking him? He's asking him, Im ledvar mitzvah holach noigaloi. If you went for a dvar mitzvah, you didn't show up to the minyan today because of a dvar mitzvah. That's, okay, noigalo means that it's not chasheichem, it's light. You're okay, the light is upon you, you're good. Im ledvar haroshus holach loi, ein noigaloi. He's not noigaloi. He's not in a favorable light. My timer, why not? Tahavale liftoach b'shem Hashem v'loy botach. The guy had a business appointment. He had to go. Had a deal. I'm sure he learned Musa the night before. And he's mispalel to Hashem that he should help him. And he's working on his bitochen. And he reads this bitochen, whatever it's called, builder. And chazes all the things. And he's ready to go for this business deal. And he's... There's one thing. The business meeting was 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, and the same time as, I guess, the only minion in town. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, where is he? So I guess that's a Dvar Rashus. I don't know if that's a Dvar Mitzvah. Got to go to a bris or something, you know, that's a Dvar Mitzvah. But the Dvar Rashus is, so he says to him, he says, why is he in trouble? Why is he going to lose out? Why is he's in darkness? Something is missing. Why? Because he should have been batuach b'Hashem v'lei botach. What did I do? I'm batuach b'Hashem. I just decided that this meeting is very important and I can't make it any other time and I have to go and I have to. We can sometimes negate the bitochen, and a person I'm sure would work on that, but by even a subtlety. I just made a decision. I said, you know, I'm not going to, I'm not undermining my bitochen, but I'm just, I missed the minyan. That's all. This was the time. I couldn't make a better time. The guy didn't want to meet any other time. That's too considered. When he momentarily, or in a decision that he made, he put the minyan behind and said, well, this, I can't make dominion today because of this. I have to take this important deal, this important meeting, and that's not stam that his value judgment was a little bit off. But he says, "Hoy loy liftoach b'Hashem v'loy botach." That's called a lack of bitochen, because if you have bitochen Hashem, then I have to go to dominion. That's not shaykh. That's where I have to be. That's what I have to do. I go to the Beis HaKnesses every day. Mele, if he didn't go every day, I don't know what, that's something different. But since he goes every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoel Olav, you didn't come for such a thing? Ah, you're in trouble. Why? Because that's an expression of a lack of bitochen. So we have to be very careful that on the one hand, have to work hard to achieve that bitochen. On the other hand, it's very easy to make calculations and mistakes that can bring about a negation to that, even though that wasn't my intention at all. I didn't intend to negate it. I'm focusing, I'm walking into the meeting, I'm trying to, but you did something. Your action showed a negation of, you're not really Batuach Hashem, because if you're Batuach Hashem, then this dominion is not negotiable. Another thought. Just one more thought that Avudrom on the Avorabo in Birchas Kriyashma, we say the words Voher Enenu B'Sarosecho, and lighten our eyes in the Torah V'Dabik Libeinu Voher Enenu B'Sarosecho V'Dabik Libeinu B'Mitzvay Secho V'Yached L'Vovenu, should be Miyached the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hora, should work together La'avo Le'Yiro Eshemecho, and then we end that Bakosha with V'Loy Neva Shloilam Voed. And we shouldn't be embarrassed forever. And then the following thing says, "Ki b'shem kodshcha hagodol v'anira b'tochnu, nogila v'nismucha b'shuasecha." We want to parlay now this bitochin that we have to be nogila v'nismucha b'shuasecha. We should rejoice in that the Yeshua should come. And the question is, wherein? Oh, I'm sorry. So the Avudrom says clearly that he says when we say v'yachel v'aveinu la'avod yirashemecho. Al Shem Yachel Levov Yerushemecho. That's the pasuk in Tilla. Leman Loi Nevoish, which Loi Nevoish Loilam Voed. This is the Nusach Sfard. Al Shem that Loi Nevoish Loilam Voed. Al Shem the pasuk Elokai Becho Botachti Alivoisha. That's based on David HaMelech in Tilim Chofei, where he says, Hashem, I put my trust in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. And the question is, where was the expression of trust? What kind of trust did we put over here? We said, we're talking about Avodas Hashem. To see the Torah and to go with a cheshek for the mitzvahs and to take to unite the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hora, like it says, b'cholavov chol avos Hashem la'avo le'yira shemecha, with every aspect, every Yetzer Hora I use to in the service of Hashem. This madrigas of ruchnius v'lo nevesh le'olam void. Why? Because on the posuk that's based on the posuk Elokai b'chol b'tachli alevoisho, it seems that. When we ask Hashem to help us with Horeinenu, Dabit Libeinu, Yachil Vavenu, it's not a question that He's going to do it for us. We're mechuyev to do it. We only ask for Siyata Dishmaya to help. Habo L'Tayr Messiah Loi. We ask that in the Melchemes HaYetzer that it should be Al Molei HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisroi. He should help us. So we have to do. So it seems that the doing that's necessary, together with the Siyata Dishmaya, to bring us to this level requires that included in this is a sense of trusting Hashem. If I didn't have that bitochem b'Hashem, then this request would be an empty request. It would be the equivalent, I imagine, of not doing it. I'm going to sit here. The Chofetz Chaim has a beautiful moshel on this Avor Abba. He says, we ask Hashem to help us. It says, says a moshel to a guy. He meets somebody in shul. He says, I need $100. He says, come to my house tonight. I'll be happy to give it to you. 9 o'clock tonight. 9 o'clock comes. Doesn't show up. Next morning, sees him in shul again. I need $100. He says, come to my house 9 o'clock at night tonight, and I'll be happy to give it to you. 9 o'clock comes, doesn't give it to him. Invited the third time, the same thing. A guy comes and asks him again. He says, I told you, come at 9. You don't listen to me. I said, come, I'll give it to you. He says the same thing. We ask Hashem, but we don't learn. He says, well, what are you doing? There's a Tanai. If you do that, then you can ask me to help you. I'm telling you, I'm ready to help you. What you got to do, you got to come to my house. You got to come to the Beis Medrash. It doesn't work any other way. But it seems that in order to reach this level of Yachel Vaveinu La'ava L'Yira Shemecha, and I guess the others too, that a person has to have that trust in Hashem. We can't put in our effort, and therefore Memele, the tefillah itself, is a meaningless tefillah, unless we can find, in other words, I trust Hashem. It's because I have bitoch, and maybe that's what it means. It's klal kol ha-mitzvahs. I can't really do everything unless I can't motivate myself and bring myself to that level of commitment and passion and desire unless trusting Hashem, of course, this is the way. This is the only thing. I have confidence in Him. I know this is what's right. I know He does what's good. I know He knows. I know He's Molei Rachamim. I know He controls the whole world. I know. I feel it. And it seems that's why we say, V'loi neva ish lo'ilam void, that al shem the posek, l'kai b'cho b'tachti. If I put in the effort to be able to ask you to help me like this, then that is means that I have that sense of bitochon. And since I have bitochon, as expressed in my efforts to do these things, I say to you, Elokai b'cho b'tachti, alei v'isho. I have this bitochon, and then I even use it in the next step to go even further. Ki v'shem kod shicho ha'godol v'ha'neiro b'tochnu. Because look, we put in the effort to do v'hoyere neinu v'dabikli beinu v'yachil v'veinu. We expressed, we actualized this sense of real bitochon. Nogilov nismucha b'shua secho, v'avienu l'sholom y'arbakan f'sa'oretz. And we should see the geula. The geula should come about in the schus. And they do write in many places, I saw from the Chofetz Chaim, a whole mimer, that it's the geula eventually b'schus ha'bitochon. That if the Klal Yisrael continues their bitochon, amazing bitochon, after close to 2,000 years, we still say, Mimkoimcha Malkeinu Sofia, Vesimil Choleinu, not Kimachakim Alof, we're waiting for you, and we get over here already. But we're still waiting for you. 2,000 years have gone by, we're still Mechakim Anachnu Loch. It seems that that's the greatest schus, and that schus can bring the Geula. So this is part of the Avodas Hashem, certainly needs that as well. The danger of how easily it can be lost by a mistaken calculation, and the methodology of getting it, it's a two-step process through the first step of B'Shem, Yivtach B'Shem Hashem, and then when a person realizes that general sense of what Hashem is, then he can bring himself emotionally to be Yeshoyim Belikov.